Joined by Riley Smith from Huxley, Alberta, and the Olds Grizzlies on opening night here, fall of the Camrose Kodiaks 5-3, but an exciting night for all of you newcomers, I'm sure. What was this day like leading up to your home opener?
It was pretty exciting to play for the first game for the Grizzlies, and I was pretty nervous at the start of the game, but as the game went on, it started to go into motion, like what we were doing. So yeah, it was pretty exciting.
You get an exciting moment midway through the first period, able to tie the game at one for your team. Tell us about your first HHL goal.
Well, it was just a shot from the point, and I managed to get a stick on it, so pretty exciting moment for me. And yeah, hopefully there's a couple more throughout the season.
There was another one in the second period as well, a real nice individual effort after you took a couple of passes up the boards there. Tell us how that play developed for you as you got the puck in the neutral zone.
Oh, well, my winger, he chipped the puck up to me, and it was basically a one-on-one from the blue line out, and I managed to make the move on him and go around him, and then I just managed to put the puck through the goalie's legs and went in from there, I guess.
Gives a nice confidence boost to yourself here to have a few in the preseason as you did, and then a couple more here tonight. So, as you look forward to your first year in the HHL, now with those goals out of the way, what else can you do for this team, do you think?
Provide a little bit of a defensive stability if I get my awareness game going, and maybe a couple more goals, and helping out my teammates, always positive and stuff like that. Yeah.
And what did you guys take out of night one here? You do come up short against Camrose, but you battled the whole way through, and a lot of young players here, and your captain not in the lineup fit tonight. So just what was said afterward, and how do you guys feel about opening night?
For the younger guys, we have quite a few of them. It was good to gain that experience, and yeah, it was good for the team, and we thought we played a pretty good game, just not quite the balances that we needed. But next game, we'll get those balances, and we'll win the next game.
As you come to the Olds Grizzlies this season, you're obviously from the area here. How many of these players were you familiar with as you came into training camp?
Chase Olson and Jeremy Klessens and James Gaum, all those Red Deer guys, and Jack Gorenson. And then just the guys who've played on the team recently, and Landon Kalecki I grew up with, so I've known him for a while. So a fair bit, yeah.
As you guys have some guys that you know here and other guys are new arrivals as well. How have you guys felt that you all came together during the preseason and training camp?
I feel like we've bonded very well, and the team chemistry is really high right now, and I think that will help us throughout the season.
Row the boat has been the team's philosophy here as well. Just what has that meant to you guys, and what does the coaching staff hope that you guys take out of that motto?
Oh, well, it's a philosophy that's like everyone has to do their part in order for the boat to keep going, and I feel like everyone's really embraced that, and they all have to do their own separate parts to make the team win. So I feel like if we keep doing that, we'll have some success here.
And the last one for you, obviously a little confusing there to come to training camp and have someone else with the same name spelt differently, but nevertheless, how have you and Riley Smith from St. Albert been able to work out which one's which here so far?
Well, like I said before, we got our nicknames, but every once in a while someone will throw out a Smitty, and it's a little confusing. We both kind of look at each other, but yeah, it's been good. It's pretty cool to have two different Riley Smiths, but yeah, it's something we can definitely deal with going forward.